Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We're going to talk all about peels and why you need to be doing a chemical peel at the end of summer and basically at the end of every season. I love chemical peels, and I think that when you hear the word chemical peel, you think in your head about a burn victim, someone whose skin is melting off and peeling off their face, and that is completely opposite to how chemical peels work. Modern day peels are so gentle, comfortable to put on, not painful, and the healing process is quite simple. So I want to encourage all of you guys to think about chemical peels, especially if you suffer from pigmentation, fine lines, if you suffer from wrinkles, freckles, age spots, dyschromia, photo damage, sun damage. All of these things will improve with light peels. I'm a big fan of doing regular light peels. I feel that peels that are very, very deep and very invasive can sometimes be more irritating to the skin. So if you suffer from melasma, doing light peels frequently is the way to go. Remember, your epidermis, or the outer portion of your skin, is composed of multiple layers of epidermal cells, and they maintain your skin barrier. They provide this layer of protection from outside damage. These are the layers that we are going to exfoliate away with a chemical peel. And a peel is basically a very controlled mechanism for removing the top layers of damaged, dull skin, loosening the glue between these skin cells so that they can flake away and reveal healthy, beautiful, youthful skin underneath. So superficial peels usually treat just the top layers of the epidermis, and they take usually 1 to 7 days to heal. So for example, that would be something like my Pretty Peel. The first 2 days, you're lighter, brighter, tighter. The third and fourth day, you have the eraser shaving peelies. And the fifth and sixth day, the peeling is done and you get this bright, beautiful exfoliated skin. Baby skin. I love that one. It's so easy to do. There's really no downtime. The little eraser shaving peelies, you kind of moisturize in the shower. You roll them away lightly. You moisturize them throughout the day at work, putting on sunscreen. You can do lipstick and eye makeup, and basically no downtime. You can even order these online over the pandemic. I made the Pretty at Home peel, so popular. You can do that, order it online. Its cost is like $150, $125, and our esthetician will do that on a virtual visit with you. That one is one of my favorites, and I would do that every 2 months if I had time. I do it every season for sure. And then there's a medium depth peel. This is something like you might have heard of the VI peel. That's an excellent one. This kind of peel is best for fine lines, pigmentation, deeper pigment like melasma. It improves very nicely. Acne scarring. These take about 7 days till your skin is fully normal, 7 to 10. And these give you a little bit more depth of peeling, and the type of flakiness is increased. So it's more like little snakeskin peelies on the third and fourth day. But by the fifth, sixth, seventh day, again, bright, rejuvenated skin. For example, if you develop freckles over the summer, doing a peel like a VI peel will get rid of all of those freckles, age spots, sunspots. For deep acne scarring, doing 3 to 6 peels would be excellent. For fine lines, pigmentation, and aging changes, also 3 to 6 peels. For just a routine maintenance, I would just do 1 or 2 throughout the year. These are excellent. And then deep peels, which we don't do very often, but I definitely recommend them for severe melasma sufferers, would be peels like our Cosmolon peel. And that is like a thick layer of peanut butter. Put that on all over. That's going to stay on the skin for deep penetration down to the level of the dermis. This is going to treat dense, deep dermal pigment and melasma that's intractable. You've tried everything. You've tried bleaching. You've tried hydroquinone. You've tried all of the things, and it's not working for you. The Cosmolon is an excellent treatment, and it's not just one treatment. It's a series of 2 peels, and you do get redness, and you do have to have about a week of downtime. Maybe 12 to 14 days before your skin feels fully back to its old self, but so worth it. This peel removes that deep, dark pigmentation, blotchy melasma in a way that no other peel does, and we put you on a regimen afterwards for aftercare. So those are the things we need to be doing. And peels should be part of your regular regimen. If you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, and you're not doing peels, you are missing out on one of the best ways to increase your collagen, tighten your pore size, and clarify and brighten your skin. I love them. Do them at the end of summer to get rid of your photo damage, sun damage, and brown spots. The end of winter for dull, dry skin, in the end of springtime just for that rejuvenation, and you are going to look and feel your best. You can't just do injections all the time. You also have to treat the top layer of skin. Your makeup will absorb better, your topical skincare will work better, and this is just a great way to maintain that surface polish so you have that luminescence and the glow. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, Beauty by Dr. K, drkay.com. That's where you can find our Pretty at Home peel. You can even mail order the Cosmolon peel and do a virtual with our esthetician, Connie. She is amazing. And all kinds of great products for lightening, brightening, and tightening, including vitamin C, the peel pads. Those are excellent. And the bleaching pads. Love those. That's it for now, guys. Stay bright and beautiful.